Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
I'll The Bachelor.
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. Digging deeper. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues.
Do you like that?
I loved it. This is indeed Monday. And like Pace Case said, we about to dig real goddamned deep. We got all kinds of clips for you today. If you're new to the program, you don't know what digging deeper is. This is our bi-monthly show, or is it bi-weekly? I don't know how to say it. It comes out every other week.
Bi-weekly? Every other week.
Is that twice a week, or does that mean every other week? I don't know.
Well, that's the problem. Bi-weekly does mean twice a week and every other week. So
it means both?
This comes out, I think so.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Well, this comes out every other week, every other Monday.
Yes, every other Monday. And today is one such Monday. And what we do on this program is we take you through all of the most important clips that have happened in other Bachelor Nation podcasts. Dark Seeker painstakingly listens to all of these podcasts and pulls from them the things that you need to hear most. And then we discuss them. That's what Digging Deeper is. And today we have clips for you from, of course, Bachelor Happy Hour with guest Charity Lawson. We've got, of course, clips from the Vial Files.
Finally, they got her, you know?
Yeah.
Eight weeks in.
We also have clips from She's All Batch. And then we got a very special clip at the end of this from a podcast called Death, Taxes, and Bananas. This is a podcast hosted by Johnny Bananas from The Challenge, if you're familiar with that reality competition program. And his guest was a very special member of the nation called Wells Adams. Quickly becoming the primary soldier, I guess, in the sauce wars on the side of the sauce.
The new grocery.
He kind of is becoming the new grocery.
Wolves.
So we're going to cover all those for you. And of course, tonight is the big game, Fantasy Suites.
I cannot wait. So we'll be covering that for you tomorrow, yes. Our recap of tonight's huge playoff game. But right now, we're going to get into this. This is...
Digging Deeper.
All right, our first clip comes to us from the happy hour known as Bachelor. The guest was Charity Lawson. This is from July 27th. In this first clip, Serena asks Charity about her recent parasocial offensive plays against the Great One. Now, if you did not hear this, yes, and you don't know anything about it, Charity essentially went hard at Vial after he was talking all kinds of shit about her and her season.
On Threads.
Yes, on Threads.
Which is the funniest part to me.
Exactly. No one's on Threads anymore. Threads is dead on arrival now.
She and her brother were subtweeting him, basically, on Threads.
And so this is a conversation about those subtweets that Serena instigates. Here we go.
I do want to ask you, on the topic of, you know, your friends and family, you've seen a lot of love and support. I feel like people are loving you as Bachelorette. But you did wake up this morning and choose violence, and we cannot not chat about it. So you put on Threads.
I did.
Which I can't believe we're talking Threads now. Like, oh my God. R.I.P. Twitter. And on your Instagram story, I'm going to read it for people. Charity said, maybe it's time we stop getting dating advice from unqualified TV personalities who like bashing women for the sake of views and then the little hands up emoji, which is my favorite emoji to use personally. Do you want to comment on that at all or expand or tell us where that came from?
And I will say, start off with a disclaimer. I have only listened to like two, not even fully all the way through. I don't even want to give him that much credit, but two of Nick Vial's podcasts and just some of his takes on my season. It's just very interesting because I feel like it is extremely harsh at times. And not that like opinions really matter, but it's like to the point where it's like it's so vastly different than clearly what the rest of America is seeing. And it's like, I don't know if you have something against me. I don't know. I've never met you. But like just some of the like verbiage that he uses, like I have extremely like ridiculous pick me energy. I'm a recovering pick me, saying I like pretty guys. That's why I would never end up with like certain casts, like some of the contestants. I was like, this is like also disrespectful to them. It's a reach. It's a reach. And we know why he's doing it because obviously it's clickbait and it gets people like listening, but he can find someone else to do that with because it's not welcome over here. So sorry, Nick.
Didn't think I could love her more.
I know. Perfectly played here in the parasocial arena by Charity. Coming Got after him. Nick Vial, in my opinion, always a good idea. It's always a good idea, especially if you're defending something he said about you or your season, if you're a lead or a player or whatever. And here she's even defending her own guy. She's defending the guy she's dating, saying that the shit you're saying is actually insulting to them. You fucking pile of shit. And she comes at him in the very beginning of this. Is like, you know, truth be told, I've only heard two episodes and not even all the way through of this fucking Joker's podcast. God damn it. She just cuts him right off at the knees. It's a beautiful thing to listen to, in my opinion. And I hope we see more of it, honestly. I don't know if he's issued a reaction to this or not.
I don't know. It's just definitely not the crown that I could see ever like targeting or going after in the first place. So it's wild to me that he is. And then just this response is perfect. It's like succinct, well put, you know, for TRR. It's a reach. It's clickbait kind of saying it's like, you know, he's just fame seeking out of this. And again, the two episode thing and not all the way through is just like chef's kiss.
Yeah. I also recall earlier this season when Braden Bowers, the season's villain, of course, somebody said something about in one of his, like he had an Instagram poll where people could ask him questions and all that. And somebody's like, what do you think of Nick Vial trash talking you? And he just wrote back, who's that? I don't know who that is. But if I did something to make him mad, sorry, bro. This whole season, everybody on is just shitting all over Vial. It's hilarious to me.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's low hanging fruit in my opinion. It's like, and then he has such visibility on his podcast that it's like, he might ask you to come on to defend yourself or whatever.
Sure.
And I mean, not. It sounds like Charity's not going to go on, but Brayden should go on.
Fuck, Charity should go on. You kidding me? I would love to listen to that. In person, Charity just fucking kicks him in the balls again and again and again. Please let me have that podcast.
Yeah. And how dare you do that to Gary? I've met Gary and he's an outstanding man. A gentleman's 5'6".
I think Gary's way taller than that.
No, he's a gentleman's 6'5".
Let's move on, though. Nice segue. This is actually a clip coming to us from July 25th of the Vile Files. The guest was Andrew Spencer. This is the clip heard around the world. In this clip, Allison Van Damme, who is one of the Great Ones producers, speaks into existence an unsubstantiated rumor about Goldini, or Old Dini, we're Old calling Dini. Him, I guess. Gary Turner, our first Golden Bachelor. Here we go. And this is context for the next clip. Here we go.
I got a DM. I feel like this might be tea. I feel like we might have an exclusive.
Oh my.
You know, they announced the Golden Bachelor, Gary, from Indiana.
Uh-huh. Who's got dirt on Gary?
You got dirt on Gary?
I got dirt on Gary.
Oh, no.
I got dirt on Gary.
Dirt on Gary.
So I got a message from someone whose dad worked with him.
I haven't even approved of that. Okay, go ahead.
So this was like...
You got
this,
a message
this
from...
Girl
okay, I'm sorry. I'm just shut the fuck up. Start off.
Politely. Okay. This girl who DM'd me, this person who DM'd me, her dad, I believe, knew someone who worked with him or like whatever. So it's like the dads are all around the same age. And the DM said, so apparently his wife died in 2017 and he was having an affair with another woman at work before she died, then lost his job with the company because he left an inappropriate voicemail for a woman at work and accidentally got sent to the whole company. My dad says he's a slime ball.
Who's got that voicemail?
We need the voicemail.
We need the voicemail.
We need the voicemail.
How is it, but has this been verified? Are we just
I like to trust the people who DM me.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
So it's an allegation.
Very specific.
It's an allegation.
Hard
it's
to
unproven.
Verify, but I wanted the people to know.
I have specific bullshit things said about me daily.
But I'm also like,
I second that.
what was that voicemail? like, do you think he was moaning and groaning?
Hey, baby. I just want you to know when I get off of this work, yeah. I don't know why I went by you. I don't know why I went like
you got inspired by the episode.
Is it?
Yeah, you were that boat driver at the theater. Yeah.
I think she likes one of them more than the other one.
Yeah. If she don't pick none of them, I'm ready.
I was like, this man is not media trained.
It's like, I like this guy. He's funny.
Gary's 71. How can he not have a little couple like skeletons in his closet?
Yeah, but that was when his wife was alive. That's
yeah, especially if he's gonna play like the widower card hard.
Well, because he's like, here's this photo of my wife and she would love me doing this process, and I'm like, oh no, Gary.
No, hold on. All right, so the accusation is what again? That he was cheating on his wife before he left her. Did he leave her? Did they get divorced, or is
she died?
She passed.
Yes.
Okay, well, do we know what she how she left this earth?
Heartbreak.
She heard the voicemail and instantly passed away.
Because maybe it was one of those things where she was like unable to perform.
What?
Like love. And maybe she was like, I want you to go have your needs met. And maybe they had an open
relationship.
Open relationship. How do we know?
But what about the voicemail and getting fired from your job?
Well, that has nothing to do with consent from his wife in terms of an open relationship. That just might be like, hey, Gary, I know your wife approves of you like slinging it, but like HR doesn't.
Oof.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the SkinSafe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company.
By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today. With Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
I had not heard this this whole thing before. Yeah,
it's a lot. A lot to take in. But basically what you have happening here is Allison Van Damme, who is one of the current producers of Vial Files, airs this completely unsubstantiated rumor, doesn't even have the DM to read, doesn't have the voicemail that is claimed in existence, summarizing something that somebody sent her who may or may not know a dad who was friends with Gary Turner or coworkers or something. It's all over the place. By the way, this could be true.
I trust people who DM me.
I think that was said, I think, as a joke, but you know, this could all be true. But the way it was delivered paints it immediately with the tone of not being true, of just being complete bullshit that somebody's fucking firing off a DM for who knows what reason.
Yeah. Even Nick responds like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But then he proceeds to like jump into the fray and speculate on
and do voices about it. Yeah,
all of this kind of shit.
Make fun of the dying wife saying they couldn't love him and
unable to perform love. Yeah.
Dying of heartbreak. Yeah.
So we don't know what's actually true. This rumor is now out there. They have brought it into existence without vetting any of this. And I don't know what's happening as a result. I haven't been into the forums all that much to look at this. Is anybody digging into this? I don't think that voicemail surfaced yet. If it has, I'm unaware of it. If it even exists.
Not that I know. It's just like, here's the thing. I know this is unsubstantiated. But even I am now like, wait, do I trust Gary? It's hard to not have it like color your opinion.
Exactly. It's in your head. You're just waiting for that other shoe to drop. I got to say, prior to Shawcross's historic season 27 of The Bachelor, I was getting a bunch of DMs about one Greer Blitzer and some of her, you know, questionable things in the past. And none of them could be substantiated. It was all like, I knew somebody in high school who knew her and she was a piece of shit and did racist things and all this. And we never really reported on it because I was like, there's no way for me to back this up. It turns out, as we saw in the show, I mean, they made her answer for some of her racist behaviors literally at the fucking Women Tell All. So it turns out that some of that stuff was a little bit true. And that could be the case here too. But it's the manner in which the information's conveyed that almost invalidates any of it. You know, you have to be able to back this up with hardcore facts. If you're going to report on somebody's reputation or make some kind of a claim that they've done something inappropriate that could possibly invalidate their entire run as lead of the fucking show. They even start speculating about like, he's going to play the widow card. Well, I don't know about that anymore. It's like, what do you mean play the widow card? That's what his entire basis of his character is, that. That he had this wife that he loved so much. She has passed away. And now he, I mean, he even said on that happy hour clip where he's like, I talk to her every morning. And I asked her if I can go on The Bachelor. And she was like, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know where this winds up. But that is the first of two clips from the Vial Files. This next clip is, if you can believe this, from a week later, August 1st, Vial Files, the guest was Susie Evans. And the great one literally addresses this false Gary rumor and issues a fucking apology. This is something you're going to hear once in your life. Once in your life, and this is it. This is Nick Vial delivering a fucking apology. I can't believe it. Here you go. Enjoy. Enjoy it. Savor it. Huh. Slurp it up. This is all you're ever going to get.
I guess anything can happen. Slurp it up. Ew.
Before we get into Bachelor Tea, I do want to speak on last week. Last week, our dear correspondent Allie was DM'd a message about a bit of a rumor. And typically on this show, if you've listened at all, we tend to try to fall. This is a boundary we've set for ourselves on this show that we didn't enforce last week. But typically, we don't like to speak on rumors or things that are on the internet. I know, you know, a lot of people like to speak on blind items and things like that. We are a show that typically does not like to do that, just because it can be dangerous to speak on that. Nevertheless, we did not enforce that boundary last week, and we you know, discussed a potential rumor about a newer member of Bachelor Nation. And despite disagreeing with the rumor, nevertheless, you know, it's my show, so I should have made sure that didn't make the final cut. So for the person involved, we apologize. And for anyone listening, just know we will work on enforcing that boundary going forward. Just because, you know, like you said, you know, a lot of people, a lot of shows will like to talk about that kind of stuff. Generally speaking, I think it can be a little dangerous just because there's so many unverified rumors about people out there. And yes, it can be fun to discuss the possibilities, but you know, if these rumors aren't true, it can be hard on the people involved. And I know what that feels like. So again, to the person involved, we certainly hope it's not true. And regardless, apologetic for platforming it at all.
Oh my God. Yeah. This feels like someone, like a clone, a different person is speaking.
Well, it does and it doesn't. Notice he never...
Or maybe he's started therapy school.
Yeah, that's what this is. Before he could do anything, it's like, you have to apologize to all the people you've wronged. But notice he didn't use Gary Turner's name. It was, I'll try the person who may be affected by this, you know, got to send an apology, and you know, I just shouldn't have done it.
He also says that he disagreed with it at the time.
He did. In that clip, he was like, oh my God, so this is totally unsubstantiated? Okay. He did kind of push back a little bit on his producer there. But nonetheless, then engage in a full conversation speculating about the nature of the relationship that he had with his wife and if she could perform love.
Yeah, it could be an open relationship doing voices.
But nonetheless, there you get it there. This is Vial. Nick Vial. Issuing a fucking apology, kind of a generic, nebulous one into the ether to no one specifically, just to, in quotes, the person involved, and vowing to do a better job.
How do you feel about this?
I think it's the only type of apology you're going to get. It's an apology to really no one. It's an apology to the audience. It's an apology to appease all the fucking bad DMs and the hate mail that he's getting now as a result of saying mm-hmm. the first shit in the first clip that we played, basically. Yeah. It's just a measure that he's taking to like try to quiet the storm, I feel like. Which mm-hmm. means, by the way, that he must have seen some numbers slipping or something. I don't think he issues this apology without there being a concrete business reason to do so. Personally, that's what I believe.
Oh, shit.
It is an unsubstantiated rumor.
No platforming.
I've platformed my own rumor. These are all well and good, all of these clips we've just played for you. But now we're about to move on to the main course of our meal. It's going to start with a couple of clips from She's All Batch when the guest was Sean Booth.
Yes.
All contract violations. Tea spilled about the architect, Elon Gale. We also have clips from She's All Batch coming up with Michael Olio that are revelatory. All contract violations about what went on that season of BIP when him and Maltby were exempt from the split week, et cetera, et cetera. And we are going to round this episode out with a clip from Johnny Bananas podcast, Death, Taxes, and Bananas. The guest is Wells Adams. And Wells Adams, I don't even know how to describe the final clip of this, talking about being what he calls an embedded producer. So we're going to get to all of that. And we're going to start it off with this first clip again right now from She's All Batch, in which Sean Booth commits a contract violation to spill tea about producer manipulation and an editing tactic that they used on Bachelorette season 11 to create a situation that never occurred. Here's that clip. If you want to hear that clip and all of these other tea-filled, contract violation-filled clips, you just go to patreon.com/gamerroses, join us in the bottom of the pit. You get access to the rest of this episode. You get access to every Digging Deeper we've ever done. You get access to our entire back catalog. You get episodes that are ad-free. You get Pace Case Palapa. You get Clues Corner. What am I missing, Pace Case?
Our weekly lives, supporting our beloved recipe of this micro show.
You get access to our Discord and our live shows that we do. They're at 4:30 p.m. PST. That's half an hour before game time every Monday. And we do them in the off season as well. You get a lot. There's a lot of stuff down in the pit.
I've worn a tot for every single one.
Yeah, you get to see Pace Case's incredible totting in these live shows. Some are truly transcendent.
I mean, years into it. You wouldn't think I'd have a new costume every day.
That's a hard thing to do, but Pace Case does it. So we hope to see you very soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.